Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody doing? I know I don't normally do a late-night show like this, but like I said in the caption of the show, I'm doing this only because I knew everybody's going to be hype and half of the world is probably at events and or watching another show right now and or watching the news after the season finale of Empire, and I'm about to get into all that. So this is definitely a show that's a spoiler alert. And before I get into that, of course, we are coming to our last days of winter. And, of course, winter feels like they need to go out with a bang. So Friday, which is actually the switchover from winter to spring, is going to be coming in with some snow, sleet, and rain. So high five to Mother Nature wanting to make sure she goes out with a bang as we switch over to spring as of this weekend. Now, as we come into this week, we are already halfway through, and that means we literally have a week and a half left of this month. So once again, time management, alert, time management. So if you have things coming up and you are not fully prepared for them, definitely try to start getting prepared for them, like, soon, because it's only a week and a half left of the month. And I wanted to go into, it's not really in celebrity news, it's more so depressing, the fact that I know some people have actually followed the news, and there's this current real estate mogul, he's a real estate heir, is what they keep saying, and I keep forgetting his name for some reason, but if you're watching the news, you're up on the news, you already know who I'm talking about. If you're not, then definitely you can research it. But this man has been under the eye of suspicion for years, I think dated back to 1985, for possible murders, and he has now have, you know, like pretty much three people underneath his belt as possible murders, and he just told himself via a video that he didn't even know it was, or not even a video, it was a microphone recording. He didn't know his microphone was still on after an interview he just did. So he told himself, and it's all about the fact that everything happens for a reason. And I truly believe if you're going to do something wrong, right, I want you all to know, it doesn't matter. This matters on your image, and it doesn't at the same time. Let me tell you something. Karma is real, okay? You understand? Karma is real. Be very, very careful with what you say and what you do, because I've noticed karma comes back so quick, it's not even funny how quick it comes back. And your enemies and or your friends and your family, whoever, even the stranger that you cross paths with, may see the karma come back onto you and may not see it come back onto you. So you just got to be really careful. Karma comes back to you, and it will happen no matter what. What you do in the dark will forever be brought to light, no matter how many years have passed. So it's best to try to stay in good spirits, good form, and good purpose for as much as you can. And, you know, there's a lot of people gossip all the time. People complain all the time. You know, people are just bitter and stuck in their ways. I think as I was telling you guys before, I'm on a whole new journey again. You know, it always seems to be something going on with me. So I'm on a whole new journey right now, and I'm around a bunch of people that, and when I say are not concerned about their image, they are not. And I mean they are not concerned about their image at all. Just letting the weight pile on, eating whatever. And, you know, I'm guilty as charged, too, with what I eat, but I'm definitely focused, as always, on what I should be doing for myself health-wise. And they don't care, and they've been doing, you know, what they've been doing for years. So they've gotten complacent, stagnant, unmotivated, and a bunch of complainers, a bunch of gossipers, you know, bunch of, you know, talk smack all day. And smack means talk, you know, crap, you know, a bunch of silly stuff. Now, some of it's funny, some of it's not. But you always got to feel like you got to belittle someone else because you're low in yourself. That's not good. So just be mindful of that, you know, because it comes back. And all that ends up actually it's like a residue. All that does is end up getting on you. So I hope soon that, you know, I look at a situation like I'm going to be there for a while. I just hope that that type of demeanor doesn't come on to me, and actually my demeanor rubs on to other people, you know? That's all you hope for sometimes. So anyways, moving on. Yes, tonight was the season finale of Empire. And if you remember me saying before, I wasn't watching the whole season. So I know you're probably like, well, why is she talking about it? She ain't watching. Why is she watching season finale? She ain't watch the whole thing. Truthfully, truth be told, you really don't need to see a whole season finale. Not season finale. You don't need to see a whole season of shows to know exactly what's going on with the show. And I say that because a person like myself that's about to tell you what's all that was going on, I'm told almost every time that the show comes on every Wednesday what is going on. So it's like, it's no point in me watching it. And truth be told, Yaz the Greatest, who is Hakeem on the show, I've actually met him, been around him before. And the reason of my encounter, actually, I never said this, of course, on the show until now, but my encounter of being around him was because I was an online radio host for Exposure Nation, which was located in Glenside, Pennsylvania. And I used to be around him. Never really thought, you know what I mean, what the future will hold. And at the point in time, Yaz had braces. You know, I would go to events and I would see him there. I knew he was an artist. And he was nice, you know, didn't speak much. So it's really nice to see someone that you used to see at a radio station all the time, be so close to them, you know, actually be on the big screen. And it's not even a big screen, you know, it's Fox. But, you know, after a while, this is going to build up for him. And he actually truly is an artist, a music artist is what I'm trying to say. So it's really nice to see all that going on transpiring. So for Empire, Lucius Lyon admitted in his sleep, though, Cookie overheard him saying in his insomnia of sleep, because he heavy dosed on some sleeping meds, you know, did confess to killing her cousin, Bucky. And I knew, I had a feeling, I thought to myself, like, how are we going to go the whole show without actually not revealing that and not having Cookie not know that? So when I heard and saw that, I said, yes, finally, it came out. So what are we going to do now? You know, what's the new drama now? You know? And so it was just, it's due justice, the fact that Lucius Lyon ended up being in jail by the time the show ended. And I am kind of mad at the fact that the key witness that they need was hit over the head and murdered from that girl. I personally look at it like she should have never came back. He wouldn't have been hit, but I can see how that's going to transpire. All that drama is going to be, how are we going to hide it? How are we going to work around it? You know, oh, don't tell on me because then I could do prison and this girl over here carrying his baby. So a bunch of drama. I can see that definitely happen on that side. And as far as Yaz the Greatest, I can see him probably fighting it over and over and over again for his place in the stardom of the Empire, and of course Cookie trying to be at the top. And then I, and that girl Anika, you know, something up her sleeve. You know, if you that serious to want to be hurting Lucius, and you sleeping with his son, and then you're trying to work to get against him to get his empire taken away from him, something's up her sleeve. I don't like her sneakiness. And of course, Cookie just wants to be running the whole thing. I think she's due her justice on that. She served 17 years trying to not snitch on Lucius Meyer. So that's something like a, you know, back in the day, like a Little Kim. If y'all don't know who Little Kim is, look up her story. She's used to, she used to be a ra- she not used to, she's a rapper, female rapper. But back in the day, when she was really popular, she ended up doing a year in prison snitching. So if you know about that, cool. If you didn't know about that, then that's all right. But for, I'm just saying, I wanted to compare that a little bit because you have a lot of dedicated females out here that will not snitch on someone, but wants to take something from you, but not want to see you be put away. It's just kind of weird how that works. So, and some chicks don't care. They want to see you behind bars. You know, that's the hit that they want to go with. And I don't like females like that, to truth be told. If you have to take it to lying on me to put me somewhere, that's a whole ball game of derogatory statements that could be, that could turn into lawsuits very easily. I don't believe that anybody should have to go through a lie and be placed into jail over a lie. Now, there's a lot of things that happen along with that way. However, I'm just saying, in this case, Lucius Lyon is not in there because the lie is the actual truth. So moving forward, and Cookie didn't even snitch. It wasn't even her this time. It was the boys, but she wanted to, and I know she did. So a high five to her for still sticking to her guns of not trying to snitch on him. She already did 17 years. Okay, so that is the show in its whole entirety. And can't wait for season two, even though I'm probably not going to be watching that, but I know it's going to be full of drama again, of always. But good to see Patti LaBelle on there and Rita Ora. She made her little thing, her little appearance on there, so high five to her. I know it's come up for her and Jay Hudson. I was going to say Jay Hud, but let me go ahead and say the whole name, Jay Hudson. She looked great, as always. So it was a great high five to all the big stars that actually did star in that show that whole season. Estelle was on there. You know, even the guy who wrote all the songs, he even made his appearance on there tonight. So, truthfully, and Precious was on there real well. I call her Precious. But if you didn't see the movie, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you did see the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Talking about the heavy set girl, the heavy set black girl on there with the name Becky, and she said her mom was actually white. So, she did say that on the show tonight. So, that was funny. That part was funny. However, you know, there's a lot of twists and a lot of nastiness when it comes to, you know, power and money. So I'm definitely waiting for season two on that one so I can hear more drama and be able to talk about it with you all. Even though I don't watch it, I don't necessarily need to because people talk about it all day, every day. The ones that do watch it, they talk about it. And social media definitely was going in on everything and their comments and all that. So I think it was okay. I would say an okay ending. I think it was a good ending, setting it up for the season two. I heard on the news today they were trying to give a critique or a review on how there's only been a few select shows that can actually give a cliffhanger coming back for, and a few shows that can actually end the season very, very well, like end it, you know. Like they said... Friends actually ended bad, but they went years with good shows, and then the actual season finale of the cutting of the shows, it was actually bad. They didn't like that, the finale on that. So, you know, we're going to see how many years this goes, how long Empire goes for, how long it can really have a run for, and then soon we'll be seeing the reruns for it, just like any other popular show after a while. So once again, high five to everybody who starred on Empire, the writers, all that good work that went into all that. And we're ready for some more different kind of shows. And it looks like the lineup for all these different kind of shows are scary or, you know, full of things that are, I would say they're not positive. If you're looking for positive, they're not definitely, you know, these type of shows are not for you anyway. So I don't watch, I'm going to be honest, I don't watch TV that much. You know, it's really with the stuff that I have going on in my day, I don't really get a chance to really sit down and be like, oh, I can watch hours of TV. No, I watch the news and then I come home. I try to watch the Food Channel. I try to watch, you know, real life solved events. And when I say solved, I mean, you know, I'm not looking at the news and I hear there's a shooting and that's it. No, I like to watch the ID channel where we actually heard that there were, you know, where I'm actually seeing a storyline, and, you know, the person was captured and actually is doing time. So that's the type of shows I watch, and movies. You know, other than that, I really don't get into all that other stuff that be on channels and all that. So anyways, as you can hear, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show, and I hope that everyone's week ends out good. If it didn't start out good, then I hope your week ends good. If it did start out good, I hope your week still ends good. So I'll be back in with you guys normal Sunday. And you guys be safe out there. Be blessed. Follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, StewieChewy. And you can email me at my business email address at foryourimagellc@gmail.com. For image consultations, you can go to prestoexperts.com/conversationwithSuey, StewY. And once again, you guys, be safe out there. Be blessed, be positive, be someone's positive light and full of information, and be your own positive light and full of information. Okay? So you guys have a good night. Be safe. Because I know if you're out there at Jolly's in Philadelphia, you guys are drinking. So be safe. And you guys have a good night, okay?